The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
fantastical,
this is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show. Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 5th of April, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. Not with us tonight is Elkwin Jenna. I'm afraid she's come under the weather with this really wicked cold that's been going around. She's been asleep all day, so she's downstairs resting, watching TV, and cuddling with the cats. But if you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is up and running 24/7. That is the OGR channel on the Antonia Bale server.
Antonia_Bale.OGR.
We're the OGR elite. Come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. With me this week, joining the Madhouse is Skyanna of the Kelithin Defense Alliance, and Guild Leader of the Outriders of Kelithin, this week talking to us as the coordinator of the upcoming Faedwyr Fair. Hello, Skyanna.
Hello there, Jethel.
And how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, and right now I'm just running around picking up shinies that'll be part of the prizes that we'll be handing out for some of the events that we're running at the fair, which plans to be lots of fun for everybody.
Excellent.
I figured it only made sense. Faedwyr Fair shinies for the Faedwyr Fair events.
Mm-hmm. And are you using alts to get multiples of these?
So you know what's really, really handy? You can now stack lore red shinies in your shared bank.
Ooh, that is handy.
So I can just keep going to get them and put them in the bank and then go and get another set.
Excellent.
So.
I had no idea they did that. When did they do that?
I don't know. I just realized I could do it and said, yay.
That is a surprise yay then. All right, you can stack lore shinies in your shared vault.
Yep, I've got several stacks now. I'm just kind of picking up another. I did the Bristlebane set. For those of you that don't know it, there is a set of red shinies for Bristlebane that are in the crafting instance and as well as your home crafting area for your city. You'll find one, and then the other 10 are in the crafting instances that you can find, but you have to have done the trade skill epic and have the trade skill earring in your bag in order to see them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They give you a golden meat bucket.
Yeah, I got one of those. I thought it looked kind of weird.
Evidently, some story behind it, but I don't really know what it is.
I mean, is it just me? And again, for some of the things that I comment on for the looks of the game, it's nothing against the artists in the game. I understand there's only so many polygons and stuff like that, but is it me or did it look like a golden bedpan?
Well, It's actually, they're saying in the OGR channel that it's actually a reference to the Carpenter's meat bucket. They just made it gold.
I see. Carpenter's meat bucket. I don't think I know that one.
Oh, I have it before. I've used it before in setting up some houses for some specific RP. So.
All right, then.
Halloween stuff. Well, Knights of the Dead stuff.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's not specifically Knights of the Dead, but I used it for that kind of setting.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, tell us about this Faedweir Fair. What's happening? What's going on?
Well, it's this coming weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're starting on Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, which will be our opening ceremonies, and it will be immediately followed by our Bardic competition, which we really hope lots of people show up for, because some of the lore in this festival is actually music-based. We actually, when we were looking to see if we wanted to do a festival for Kalathun, some research was done, and we realized there actually is in-game lore about a festival that occurred in springtime in Kalathun, just basically to celebrate spring, and music was a big part of it. So we're both opening and closing our festival with two different kinds of music events.
Excellent. I may participate in that Bardic event myself.
You are welcome to. There are prizes for people who perform original works. The Wishing Well, which we're going to close the event with on Sunday evening, is also there for just, it's basically like an open mic type performance, and anybody can perform anything they like.
Excellent. I have several songs about Kalathun and the Fade Arc in general, and I will do one of them.
Well, we'd love to have you. For people who know Devilu, the Feargal Flame, she is going to be hosting our Bardic competition on Friday night, and I probably butchered the name because I'm horrible with names.
Devalnu.
Yeah.
Devalnu. That's it.
Devalnu. Well, the Feargal Flame. We'll go with that. But so that's our big night for Friday night. On Saturday. And by the way, you guys, if you want to look up these events, you can find them at www.fadewarfare.com. The master list of events, you'll see each day is listed, and there'll be events listed for each day. Saturday, and then on the little days, underneath it, you'll find descriptions for the events. So if you want to know what's going to be happening, you can go ahead and take a look at it. So for Saturday, we're actually going to open at 2 p.m. Eastern with the archery contest. Hey, there's lots of rangers around. You can't start the fair without you can't have the fair without having an archery contest.
Of course not.
After that, we're going to have a cooking making contest. Santania actually is going to be doing that one for us. Tentatively, Skyheart will take over. She can't make it for any reason, but she's going to be doing our cookie making contest.
Excellent.
From 6 to 8, we actually have Andre's Scavenger Hunt, which Trigardi is hosting. For those of you who may or may not know, the Sojourners of Norath have a fish tank, and they have an octopus in their fish tank named Andre, and he's had actually a lot of adventures in their roleplay.
Okay.
Yes, their hall has been blown up, and he survived, several attacks, and he has his own little personality, and it's quite the story.
Nice, nice.
And let's see, after that, we're going to have RP dueling, which is different than the game mechanics dueling. The RP dueling, we use a system of random rolls to determine who is the winner, and we RP out the fight in the channel. And I do a double elimination round, so if you lose one fight, you still got a chance to try and compete for third place. And we'll have first, second, and third place. And while we are doing that, another friend is going to be doing a guru advice booth nearby, so you can go RP out and talk to him about what kind of advice he has to hand out. So.
What about a kissing booth?
A kissing booth. If someone wants to set up a kissing booth, they're more than welcome to. We don't have one officially set up, but there is going to be lots of stuff set up all over, because the Dez, once again, as last year, they're going to help us with decorations, just like they do for the festival of Unity and the Festival of Discord. So we have the locations out to them, so everything should be beautifully decorated for us.
Excellent. And you know, we say it for every festival, and we mean it. Thank you very much to the dev team for helping us out with these player-run events. You always do a fantastic job. Thank you.
Truthfully, we're not going to have a troll doing a kissing booth. I think people would run in the other direction.
More than likely.
Yes.
So let's say if Jethel sets up a kissing booth, would Skyanna come over and get a kiss?
Skyanna's probably going to be very busy, and she's a married lady anyways. So... yeah, Skyanna, usually I end up running all over the place during the fair, even when I'm not hosting a specific event. I help pass out prizes, make sure everything is where it needs to be. Trigardi also is a big help with that. And Santania and Nicotel are also some of our planners for this year that are helping out. And I really appreciate the work that they've put in to help throw this all together. The last day is going to be Sunday. We're actually going to start with a high dive at the waterfall in Greater Faerbark. It's on the way to New Tenaria. There's a waterfall there. We're going to have, Nicotel's going to host a vegan cooking contest from 4 to 7. We also have Wayfinders. They're going to have their tavern. Usually it's in Gorowin, but they've relocated to the Faedwar Fair for us this weekend, and which is very nice. It's a great open-air RP opportunities for people. And while that's going on, we're actually going to have a joke contest.
Oh.
From 4:30 to 6:30. All times are Eastern because I live in the East Coast and I set this up, so it's kind of at my time zones. So...
Take that, Californians!
Hey, no, I love the Californians. Trigardi's a Californian, so I do love them. It's easier for me to set it up that way. And actually, that's one of the reasons why we start late on Friday and why some of our events go so late is because we've got East Coasters, we've got West Coasters, so we tried to find a happy compromise so that there's something for everybody and everybody can participate in things.
Excellent.
So... we'll have the joke contest going on during Wayfinders. Aunt 2 is going to be running that. And from 6:30 to 8:30, we're actually going to have a flying competition. Willow set this up last year. It was done really, really well. So we're going to do it again this year. I, unfortunately, fail at jumping. So they did try to have me test the course last year. Didn't go over so well. I kind of kept falling off the platforms and running into walls and all sorts of things, so they decided that I didn't need to try and test it this year. I have no idea why.
No idea. Personally, no. I would have asked you to do it just for the hilarity of it.
So, well, I get frustrated and grumpy, and you don't really want me frustrated and grumpy.
Sky, will you test this out for us?
Pretty much, that was about what it was like. So,
oh, brother.
We did try to plan some events, like Trigardi said, early enough so that even our European friends can maybe try a couple of them, which is why we do have the archery scheduled at 2 p.m. Eastern and the high dive scheduled at 2 p.m. Eastern so that they maybe can come over and try a couple events with us. One of the reasons it's only a three-day event is it is just a couple of us that are basically running the thing. So basically 3 days of running around like that is more than enough for us. While we're happy to be providing a wonderful time for all of that, after a while we just end up falling over at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the conclusion of the flying contest, we'll have our closing ceremonies, and then we will follow up with the Wishing Well, which, like I said, is basically an open mic type event that anybody can perform just about anything at. We are asking for the barter competition. We prefer a spring type theme because it is a spring event, but basically anything that goes along with that and goes along with Calathan and the Faerwar is more than welcome to compete.
All right. If anyone has any questions to ask Ayanna about the event or to ask about anything, really, we are available in the OGR channel on the Antonia Bale server. Thraxorius asks, no skinny puppy. I have no idea what skinny puppy is.
I have no idea what skinny puppy is either.
Well, at first I actually thought he asked if they were going to be skinny dipping, but it says skinny puppy. I have no idea what that is. So we're going to say, yes, by all means, skinny puppy, whatever that is, bring that skinny puppy down. We'll give him some fey berries. We'll fatten him up. Oh, it's a punk band, apparently.
Ah, well, if you could find a way to make it spring-like or fade warish, you're more than welcome to give it a try. I am putting the call out because I do need some guest judges for our various events, and if you are interested in being a guest judge for any of our events, please feel free to send me an in-game mail at Skyana, which is Skyana, and we'll need people. I've already got Pony from the Tempest is going to be one of our Bardic judges, but we'll need people for like the Kayanda wants to be Simon. We'll need people for the cooking contest as well, and like the high dive and all of that kind of thing. So if you are looking for, you don't want to compete, but you still want to come have fun with us, you are also welcome to be one of our judges.
Can't you see Simon Cowell judging the sky the high dive?
Oh my.
Splash! That was horrible! That was the most uninspiring high dive I've ever seen! Get back up there and do it like a belly flop this time! Show me some heart! Splash! Oh, my chest!
That'd be funny.
Well, I also can see Kayanda doing a very excellent Thixie and Simon, like she says in the channel. Kayanda is actually my raid leader for the raiding alliance that I'm part of. So she's feel free to pick on me because we hang out together a lot. And she could definitely do it, I'll tell you that.
All right.
So. Sarest from Wayfinders is also going to be one of our judges for the cooking contest that's right before Wayfinders on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they are going to we're going to present the prize dish during Wayfinders. So whoever comes up with the best dish, their dish will actually be served at Wayfinders during the fair.
Sounds good.
As long as it's edible.
So if a troll enters the competition, so what do you have for us today? And you start munching on it. It's like, not too bad, little game.
Well, we start with halfling. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. No troll cuisine allowed.
Well, I do ask people to keep in mind, this is a good event. This is in a good base city. So while we do welcome everybody, we do ask that you behave in accordance to the fact that it is a good event. If you're from an evil guild, please do us the courtesy of not flying your guild colors. If you are a known enemy for Kalathin, please do wear an illusion. Please don't come in and talk about ganking guards or making sacrifices or that kind of thing, because we really want everybody to have a fun time. And if we have to come find you and talk to you and say, hey, this isn't really appropriate, we're doing 10 other things, it's not a lot of fun for us. So everyone is welcome, and I just ask that you please do keep your behavior in mind for the fair so everybody has a good time.
Right. The folks running this thing have way too much to worry about without having to worry about people being kidnapped and stuff like that. So,
are people killing guards and talking about sacrificing bunnies and that kind of thing?
Save that for the Festival of Discourse, where it's actually an event.
Yes, the Festival of Discord is in the fall, and it's usually around the October-November time, and they actually have a sacrifice as one of their events, so go nuts there and have lots of fun with it. The other festivals are, there's a big one coming, the Festival of Unity, which is in the summer, which is another goodie event. Last year there was also the Festival of Sands, which is in late summer, and I don't know if they're repeating it again or not this year, but that went really well last year. And again, the devs have been help out with all these events. They help put up decorations. They help give us prizes to hand out. So we really do appreciate all their support.
Especially right now with everything that's going on with Sony. Have you been following this?
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. So.
Oh, God. 205 people laid off.
Wow.
Three studios shut down. The agency project is gone. They've completely canceled it at this point.
Wow. So that explains why we've been had a little difficulty corresponding, but I tried to be very understanding, and they've said, we will be there. We've got the coordinates. If there's any problems, we'll get a hold of you. We're going to give you goodies. So I'm trusting in that, and we should have a good time because they basically know what they need to do, so I'm not concerned at all.
Mm-hmm. I have a wonderful time. I can see it becoming a very large, very, very nice event this year.
Yes, hopefully. Last year it was our first time doing it, so there were a few hiccups there, here and there, because we had never done it before. So we really didn't know how to plan timing for certain things, how long something was going to take, what it would take to get it organized. So this year it's hopefully will go a lot more smoothly, since we have a better idea of what we need.
Mm.
Not to say we didn't have fun last year. It was just a bit more of an adventure.
Right, being the first time you did it and all.
Oh, yes. I have had some experience with helping out with the Festival of Unity, but there is a big jump between running a couple events and running a whole fair.
Right. Well, let me ask this for those who remember the Festival of Unity from last year and the year before and the year before that. Will Skyheart be streaking?
Well, it's not a Festival of Unity if Skyheart doesn't streak.
Well, I meant at the Fader Fest.
She streaks at the Joust, and there's no Joust at the Fader Fair.
Gotcha. But I have my own theories about Skyheart streaking at the Joust. It's to distract the person that she doesn't want to win. Is that it?
No, she just does it for fun.
Gotcha.
She just does it for fun and to get people to react.
And they're coming toward each other. The white stallions gleaming in the sun. Oh my God, Fey boobies! Smash! Everyone crashes. It's just funny.
Well, hey, it started as something I just did randomly to be silly, and then it caught on and people had fun with it, so I just decided to make it a tradition every year. Incidentally, planning is actually going to start soon for the Festival of Unity. People who are interested, the first meeting is actually going to be on the 17th of April, because we got to get going and set up a date as to when we're going to do that so we don't clash with any of the other events. Skyheart won't fit. Well, Skyheart will fit into one leg of your pants. Let me put it that way. She's a fae.
Mm-hmm.
So. And no, we cannot resume the stuffing the fae down the pants tradition.
Oh, come on.
It just started as something random, and then it took its own life.
Well, that started in the LOK when Skyheart was with us, and I just randomly would stuff you down my pants.
No, you stuffed me down Elquin Jenna's pants.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, the first time you stuffed me down pants, it was Elquin Jenna's pants. Kyanda, yes. Release a bear and Skyheart will go nuts and kill it.
Still, huh?
Yeah. She got traumatized again.
Oh, I thought we got her over that.
Mostly. She doesn't go completely berserk anymore. She no longer kills bearskin rugs, but she really doesn't like bears.
Well, you gotta have something, right? Jethel doesn't like trolls. Skyheart doesn't like bears. What about Skyanna? What doesn't she like?
Necromancers.
Ooh, necromancers. All right.
Jethel, well, she's a Templar.
Well, Jethel actually has a respect for necromancers. With the Legion of Kithacor dealing so much in the past and in the present, dealing with the putting down of the undead, it would be more along the lines of, well, in order to deal with a great number of the undead, you control them. Okay, all right, I can accept that.
Yeah, no. Skyana's philosophy is they're not supposed to be undead in the first place. Destroy them all. Mm. She has serious issues with the undead, to the point of she can, with the whole vampire issue, she's kind of up in the air about, but if it happens to be a vampire directly from Mayong Mistmore's line, forget it. She's going to kill it.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that. But the Freebloods, we don't have a problem with.
The Freebloods, as long as they're not hunting people, she's willing to work with. If you're hunting people, forget it.
Right. It's, I will judge you by your actions, not by what you are.
Right. And there's the whole philosophy of, is something's inherently evil? Is a vampire inherently evil because of the fact they drink blood or because of all these other things? And mostly she has the philosophy of, okay, I'm going to give you a chance to prove yourself to me. Yeah, maybe it's not fair that you do have to prove yourself, but because of what you're intrinsically are, you do need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a troll, then get the fuck out of my face.
She's actually friends with a troll.
No trolls allowed.
Ruggy from the VK. I believe he's in the VK now, but she's friends with Ruggy, so who threatened her then fiance at the time that if he didn't take care of her, he'd come back and make sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, resing the undead doesn't actually work the same way it does in D&D. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, well. Such is life. Okay, so what else can we say about the festival of the Faedwyr Festival?
The Faedwyr Fair. We did do fair instead of festival to make it slightly different.
Okay.
It's like I said, it does have its roots in the actual EQ2 lore, about which is why we're also had the emphasis on music, because of the fact that that was a whole part of things about they would sing and celebrate the spring and greet it. And so we have a lot of fun. We'll be looking for somebody who represents like the spirit of the fair, and there'll be an award given out for someone who best represents the spirit of the fair. Basically, we're all there to have a really good time. It starts on Friday night again at 9 p.m. Eastern. It starts on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. The sites and their locations are all listed at the FaedwyrFair.com. You will also find, I've posted information on Town Square, on the Raven Mythic boards, and as well as the SOE EQ2 player boards. So, yes, I'm trying to put the information out there. If anyone has questions, please do not hesitate to send me an in-game mail at Skyana. Again, that's Skyana. If you're on a different server, roll up an alt. We'll bring you over and have a good time. It's a lot of fun. It really is. And I just enjoy being able to provide that kind of opportunity for people. And I couldn't do it without Trigardi, without Nicotel, without Santania. They are really, really been a big help, and I appreciate having them around. And I had a couple people who volunteered to make some of our flyers this year that you see out and about, and I appreciate their help as well. And it's just been a hugely good time.
Are you going to send criers out to the different zones? Hear ye.
Yeah, that's part of what I get to do.
Excellent. I've been seeing you announce in certain chat channels.
I've been trying not to be obnoxious about that, but still put the word out there.
Mm.
And one of the things we will do is we will have criers go out during the day and say, hey, what's going on? Come join us. The other thing is hopefully the new Faedarch champions are going to be our security detail for the fair and make sure everything runs smoothly RP-wise. So, there will be patrols.
And if you cause any trouble, there will be arrows in your ass.
Pretty much.
Torin's going to blast your ass off.
He's very good at that.
He is. Not as good as me, but, you know. It just comes with age.
You are the ranger from Githagore.
I am. Apparently, Ameri is takes offense to that.
Maury, Torin? Are you really surprised at making a comment like that?
Truefly doesn't want to hear about Torin blasting anyone's ass. Oh, brother. But hey, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show. We're allowed to do stuff like that. Innuendo running wild.
But first,
if you've listened to your show for any length of time, you kind of realize that this is going to happen sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. It must. It is an imperative.
It wouldn't be the show without it.
Of course. I would say it's a moral imperative, but it's more like an immoral imperative.
It just kind of goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the fair. Are you going to stick around? Or
I can stick around for a bit longer.
All right, we'll talk a little bit longer. We're going to take a little bit of a music break here, and we're going to listen to some songs about the Phaedark. By me. Yay! Back in a few minutes, folks. And we have returned. Still with me,
Did
Sky?
Did you miss us? Yeah, I'm still here. Did they miss us?
Probably not.
No, they'll probably enjoy the music better.
Well, the hell with you! You got us now!
We were talking a little bit when the music started about roleplay taverns.
Yes. And I actually help out with a number of different roleplay taverns, and Jethel was telling me of how sometimes he has problems. Because when the ones get busy, it can be hard to keep track of all the chatter in the taverns.
It can get difficult. You're sitting there, you're trying to keep one conversation with someone, but you got 30 people around you chatting all at the same time. It's like, holy crap, I can't keep up with this.
Yes, that can be a bit difficult. There are a couple things that you can do though when you get into a really busy tavern. One of the options are, if you do have bubbles on, you can at least follow bubble chat a little bit easier than the text scrolling by the screen. The other thing is, if you're in a group, you can actually, if you're with a group of people that are talking, you could actually switch and form up a group and switch to group speak and then talk to each other that way, and then you can concentrate on that.
Private chat.
That is always an option for people. Now, if somebody does not respond to you in a tavern, the good rule of thumb is to send them a tell, because it's entirely possible that they missed what you said, and they're not really ignoring you. They just didn't see it because of all the chat scrolling by.
Yeah, that happened to me at the Soulfire last night.
Yes.
Tamriel and a few people from the Maiden's Fancy invited me over and to sit with them and stuff. And we start talking. I got introduced to someone who didn't know me before. And we're talking and stuff, and I asked him a question. Nothing. And I asked it again. Nothing. And I guess he said in guild chat or something like that, he can't keep up with the chat, and he left.
Yeah, that does happen. So that's why I recommend to people, if you are in a group and it is an extremely busy tavern, go ahead, form up a group and chatter in there, and then you don't have to worry about it. Do not hesitate to send people a towel. I know when I'm bartending that if I ask someone a question and they don't respond, I will follow up with a tell saying, oh, hey, did you see her say this? Or if I'll speak a Oseli and tell people, please send me a tell. If I don't see what you say, I'm not ignoring you. It just got caught up in the chatter.
And let's just clarify for Threxarius, not a towel, a tell/tell. You don't want to start throwing. Let's not throw wet towels around the bars.
Yeah, this is not Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I know where my towel is. I'm sitting on it, actually. But okay,
remembering not to panic, though, is also, but it is still a good rule of thumb, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't panic. And keep a paranoid android with you. So, speaking of taverns, what are the taverns that you frequent?
Well, there are two major ones. Well, there's three that I hang out with a lot. One of them, of course, is Wayfinders that does, that, like I said, they are moving their tavern on Sunday to at the fair, so it'll be an open-air tavern on Sunday. Of course, Nutshell, which is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Kellethan under Nutshell at the Far Residential Area platform. We start at 8 p.m. I run it for a while, and then Trigardi takes over, and we're usually there. We're kind of not your norm. We're not a dive. We're not a high-end bar. We're just a nice, friendly place for goodies and neutrals to hang out, and we have a good time. Sometimes we have strange fae doing strange things, like putting muffins on top of your head. Okay. But you just kind of go with it. It's Kellethan.
Sure, why not?
It's Kellethan. You just kind of learn to expect that something weird will go on. We do have a gnomish coffee maker that makes cookie coffee, among other types of coffees. And we usually try to make sure that it doesn't explode. It has been known to do that.
Wait. You can't serve coffee to Fae? Are you insane?
Well, some of the Fae are actually okay with it. I know it's not a good idea to give it to Skyheart.
No, not at all. Boing, 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 boing.
But we don't serve just Fae. Actually, it's more common for us to be serving... we serve Fyrdal, Tyrdal, Erdal. We see a lot of Dal in there. But we'll get the occasional troll, we'll get all different races in there, and pretty much as long as you're behaving yourself, we'll serve you.
So is that a common pickup line in Kellethan? Hey, doll. meaning, of course, apostrophe D-A-L.
Hey, doll.
Those sightings of the Lyra doll are very, very rare.
Although she does show up once in a while, maybe? People want to see the Lyra doll?
Well, we might have to put a request out there. She might have to show up just to prove that she's not a Lyra doll.
But, you know, with Lyra, she's not a Frostfell elf. It says right under her name, not a Frostfell elf. Did you ever see that?
Well, I had the whole argument with her with Lyra in person at the fanfare last year. And they videotaped it.
And there she, and there Lyra was at the fanfare with the Frostfell backpack.
Yes.
I'm not a Frostfell elf.
And wearing a Frostfell hat.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think next year, if Lyra goes to the fanfare, needs to do like a chat bubble. On a chat bubble on a spring. That just be above her head. I am not a Frostfell elf. That's what I think. Okay,
that's certainly an option. So yes, Nutshell is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Airy Caxi at the Far Residential Platform in Kellethan. We do advise people that if you're going to be drinking heavily, you might want to make sure you have a designated platform navigator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a long job.
Okay, so you do in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. I also do Soulfire Club, which is on Monday evenings. I actually raid with Noriathian Legion while it's opening. It opens at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then when I'm done raiding, I come over in on Layla and take over the midnight 2 a.m. shift.
Now, the Soulfire Club is located in North Freeport, 7 Integrity Lane, under Soulfire.
And I did mention Wayfinders earlier. While they're going to be at the fair this weekend, they're normally located in Gorin under, I think it's Timorous Heights under Bonnet.
That's on Saturdays?
That's actually on Sunday afternoons from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.,
which is
one of the rare early afternoon taverns, which is really nice for some of the, like I said, the European crowd or the other crowd that can't go to the late night ones.
Now, personally, myself, once in a while, I mean, I don't go there often because I'm usually doing the show at the time, but Into Wincy Spider, which is, I mean, I have the information here, Into Wincy Spider, 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, under the Spider, and they're actually still going right now. They should be closing up shop pretty soon, though.
Yes.
4 Bale Court, the Spider. Do you know if Intrigue is still going on?
Not that I'm aware of. I could be wrong. I just haven't gone there in a while. They might be still doing something just different. I do know Saya's Hammer is open every other week at 10:30 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern.
It should be tonight.
In Nettleville.
Yep, that goes from, should be open now, actually, if she's on. Let me see. Who all...
And let's see. On Wednesday nights, we also have every other week is Ossuary, which is in Freeport. I just got a note. Intrigue is on an indefinite hiatus. Hopefully, at some point, they'll be back so we can enjoy them, but it'll go as it goes.
Okay.
And the Owl Bear runs on Wednesdays as well. Although, of course, I want you to come to Nutshell.
Of course.
But the Owlbear is run by Jekin, and I believe it's also in Gorwin. I don't know exactly because I'm paying attention to my tavern on Wednesday nights.
All right, folks.
But I am.
You know, if you're interested in in-game roleplay taverns, we do have a calendar at kithacore.org. Let me see. You can go to kithacore.org/calendar, I believe. Or it's on every page, actually, in a very small format on the sidebar. But you can go to kithacore.org/calendar, and we have like all the shows for online gaming radio, any Sony-run in-game events, and I also try to keep a good list of the in-game roleplay taverns. If your tavern or event is not on the calendar, by all means, you can send me an email, demon@kithacore.org, and I will add it to the calendar.
I do know that Talus from the Vagabond Knights actually has an RP book out there that he lists all the various taverns in. I do believe he puts them together and puts them out for people. So if you want to be in touch with Talus, I know that he has that he hands out to people, and he tries to keep updated with what's current as far as taverns go. And you'll also find them listed if you frequent the Raven Mythic boards on the homepage. You can actually see different links for events that are going on during the week, and you can click on them and go to the actual posting, which can come in handy. And on Thursday nights is Maiden's Fancy. They used to start, I think, at 9 p.m. Eastern, but they started opening up a little earlier. They don't do the dances then, but they are open for a place for people to go. I'm trying to remember what time they open now, and I want to say it's around 8 p.m. Eastern.
Let me see. It's on my calendar, actually.
I double-checked that.
Maiden's Fancy is open Thursdays at... Why don't they have this listed? Well, they open up at 6 p.m. Pacific time. But the actual stage show does not start till 7 p.m. And then they're open for a few hours afterward for, just roleplay, tavern fun and stuff like that. Adults only, please.
Yes.
It is adult, it's not rated X by any means, but it is adult content. You know, PG-13, maybe R. Used to be R. But they've kind of toned it down to PG-13 and R at this point.
You do, like I said, I think they're starting to open earlier. I just don't remember what time, just as a place for people to come in and RP. And I know there are a couple of places out there that are just open and staffed with NPC bartenders. So if people want to stop by, another couple of taverns that there are is the Thirsty Mummy is on Saturday nights. Oh, I'm getting all tongue-tied now. It's on Saturday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's near the, I believe it's the Court of Truth, Outcast Ledge under Thirsty Mummy. On every other Saturday is Amelia's Dawn in Freeport. I believe it's in the Jade Tiger under Amelia. And they actually have, every single time that they're open, they actually have an RPLE plot going along that people can participate in. They specifically plan events for each night so that there will always be something going on.
Ooh, that's nice. Have you seen my place since I moved?
No, I haven't. I have to come see it.
I've got my theater set up. It's probably one of the more elaborate and I've been told by several one of the best decorated theaters on this. I mean, not to pat my own back here too hard, but you know what? I just can't seem to find a time to open up.
Yeah, that can be an issue. As someone who has helped run taverns, I know how that can be because that is, you have to look at whatever taverns are already out there, what nights you can just say you're going to be doing this, and then that's something you ended up doing week in, week out, for as long as you run the tavern.
Yeah. If anyone wants to come by and see my plays, I'm in Kinos, South Kinos at the Mismore Crag Estate. You want me to port you over so you can see it? Or you're winning something right now?
I'm shiny hunting for prizes, but I can come look at it later.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to come by and take a look at it, South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server, the Mistmore Crag Estate under Jethel, of course, and yep, just come around to the West Wing, and I have my theater set up right there. God, how many of these freaking Fiona V statues do I have? 13, I think.
Wow.
That are lining the wall. And I use the red ruby glass candelabras.
Oh, those are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really pretty.
I tried to model it as much as I could after the theater that was seen in the Phantom of the Opera. The movie that was based on the Broadway play. So I tried my best to try to model it after that as much as I could.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite musicals. I've seen it on Broadway, and it's just great.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it live. But, you know,
fantastic.
After Michael Crawford and Sarah Brightman left, you know, stopped doing it, I just lost interest in seeing it live. But I got to say, the movie was okay.
Well, I was lucky enough to see Michael Crawford do it.
Oh,
so.
Now I hate you even more. Damn you!
Sorry!
Oh, that's all right.
So, we have a lot of fun with the different taverns, and I have to give a lot of props to Trey Gardy from the Sojourners of Norath, who does help me run the Nutshell, and my fellow Outriders that come and help either show up and RP with us or help serve bar and that kind of thing. Actually, Trigardi's the one who opened it back up, and so a lot of props to her for doing that. And really, the taverns are a great experience for people who want a spatial setting to do some RP-wise, but they don't know how to get to know people, so it really helps.
Mm-hmm. Is it Trigardi, or I thought it was Trigard.
It might be Trigard. Again, I am horrible at saying people's names.
Well, you're not as bad at it as Elquin is.
I am absolutely horrible at saying people's names. So if I butcher somebody's name while I'm talking here, there's a reason why I type and not say people's names most of the time. Or I give them nicknames. Do I at least say Kyanda right? I know I don't always say Varks right. So.
Could be Kyanda, could be Kanda.
Well, no, she'll yell at me if I get it wrong, because I hear it often enough. And let's see. Another thing that we were talking about was the fact that Caliphan is actually one of the only cities that you can actually fly around in.
Yep, that in Thurgadin.
Yes, Thurgadin you can fly around in too. So you can actually ride your Griffin mount around. They actually also have platforms in place now that make it a lot easier to navigate, so you know where you're going, so you can just pick what ones that you can where you want to go. Looks like you can also fly around in Gorwin. I kind of remember being grounded. Maybe that was my imagination.
No, I thought you were grounded in Gorwin. I was there after I did the
You flew on the top of the volcano. If you come up from the bottom, you can't fly.
Flying from the top, huh? I didn't try that. I'm going to have to give that a try.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat places you can go. Supposedly, there's going to be some shinies that actually show up midair.
Midair? How the hell are you going to find something in midair?
I have no idea. This is just a rumor I heard. But you know me and shinies.
Yeah, you will scour the sky for them. But you know how hard they are to find on the ground. You know, you almost, sometimes you have to be on top of them to see them. How in the world are you going to find them in midair?
I don't know.
Unless they change the animation for them, you know, instead of being, you know, sparkle, sparkle, maybe it'll be like a ball of fire or something. I don't know.
Well, what's really neat is because in Velios, because there's a lot of snow everywhere, the shinies are actually dark.
Hmm.
And you can actually find them on top of the Tower of Shadows. You can fly up there, and sometimes there's a shiny up there.
Huh. But yeah, like what's being said in the channel there, I mean, they're going to have to change a little bit of the dynamics on the flying, because you can't do anything while you're on a mount.
No, you can't. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out. Like I said, that is just a rumor. Hey, Andy, that wasn't even your raid that I killed people over for a shiny for. That was like 4 years ago.
Skyheart. Ooh, a shiny. You're supposed to be you. Yeah!
Skyheart was the dirge. Skyheart's a dirge. But yes, I killed a 24-person raid over a shiny. And my response at the end was, I got the shiny. I was on a fey. What do you people expect? I was on an easily distracted fey.
Yeah, Skyheart.
And I wasn't healing. So.
Okay, so here we go. I am going to try to fly down into Gorwin to see if it actually works. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to fall to my death. Well, no, not really.
Well, no, you float to your death if you've fallen. Well, you don't even do that in lava anymore unless you can't get out and you drown.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I'm coming in from the top, and I am flying. Yay!
Cool. Well, learn something new all the time.
So I'm going to land and see if I can take off. Let's see. Now, can I take off? I can take off. So they must have changed it, because I remember coming here to go to Wayfinders.
Mm-hmm.
Last week or something like that, and I couldn't take off. So they have to have changed it.
Well, yeah. They change a lot of stuff kind of randomly, and they don't always tell us when they're changing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like me finding out that, well, that, and I'm one of those people that don't always read the patch notes. So sometimes I just kind of like, oh, I can do this now.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just sneak stuff in. I usually depend on some of my friends that actually do read the patch notes to fill me in. They're very tolerant and do that. Usually Trajan does that for me.
Well, see, that's why you need to tune in to the Jethel Silverwing Show on EQ Tuesday.
I do. My problem is, and for people who know me, get a little exasperated with me, one of the reasons I do not have trouble at taverns is I can have extremely intense focus. So if I'm strictly paying attention to something, I literally block everything else out. So... Yeah, my friends kind of think it's funny because they'll be talking to me and I'll have absolutely no idea what they said until they say my name.
Nice.
Yes. They've learned if they want me to pay attention to something to say my name first. So.
All right, so what else do we need to talk about? What else is going on?
Let's see. We went over, you can fly in Kellithin. And again, we went over different taverns and tips for staying, paying attention to stuff in taverns. And like I said, always don't hesitate to send a towel if you miss something, or if you think somebody missed something, don't hesitate to send a towel. Yes, kind of, and sometimes you'll get a huh from me if I'm not paying attention and I get distracted in the middle of what you're saying.
Well, see, you just got to use the same trick that Jethel used with Skyheart. Just clap your hands behind her head. And just, wah, 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 wah.
Skyheart wasn't that bad.
Yeah, she was. And of course,
Skyheart was my first roleplay character.
Really? Well, I think you did a good job with her.
Yes. Skyheart was actually the first I got into roleplay. The Legion of Kithakur was the first guild I've ever roleplayed in. The Festival of Unity was my first public RP. I've come a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody thinks I'm a pain in the butt, you can all blame Xanadi and True Fly for this.
Damn,
they're the ones that got me into the game and roleplay.
Now, of course, we have to throw this out there. FadeWareFair.com.
Yes, www.fadewarfare.com. I have my little blurb here somewhere. We have the funny one. We have the funny one. I can test it on you guys and see if you like it or not.
What's that?
Antu came up with this one for us. I just posted it in the OGR channel. Antu is kind of, like I said, our Joker. She's got it. Antu has a serious side, but Antu also has a very non-serious side and has an own ducky horde. So Antu came up with the, I guess we call it the F-spam.
Okay, so let's see here. Billing fatigue from foul weather? Fear not, for the Fadeware Fair falls this Friday through Sunday, April 8th through 10th. For foretellings for the fun and festivities in our fantastic festival, follow us at FadeWareFair.com.
Yes. Yes, the horde of abominable duckies.
Woo.
So I think they helped Antu come up with this.
Duckies.
So, anyone that knows Antu knows the duckies. Mm. Be very alarmed if a ducky lands in front of you and quacks ominously.
Quack.
It's never a good sign. Never a good sign. So.
Okay, I have been asked to touch on this by several people.
Okay.
Some of you read David Jordson's notes that he posted today about changes that are going to be taking place in 2011. Let me bring up my notes here.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, what it basically runs down to is bigger and better things for Destiny of Velios. So, you know, like Velios Part 2, which I would imagine would include the Western Wastes. So that's always cool. So bigger and better things, Destiny of Velios. This is going to be just stuff you're going to get just for having Destiny of Velios, so don't worry about buying another expansion for this kind of thing. No, they're just going to be adding to Destiny of Velios. The Norathian deities will be fucking with us. True Flight mentioned that he thought that the deities were going to be, you know, more deities will be showing up. No, that's not what the notes say. The note says that the deities will be messing with us. We're making their presence known.
Oh, that's going to seriously annoy my swashbuckler.
Mm.
She doesn't like the gods.
So don't plan on Praxis or Illyrisi Mar showing up anytime soon. Who else is missing besides Praxis and Illyrisi?
Well, Praxis talks to you in Velios.
does?
Yeah. You have to do the one heritage quest.
Oh, I haven't done it yet then.
So you actually...
Wait a minute, yes I have. That's...
Praxis talks to you at some point.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Okay.
Oh, is it EC and not... EC hasn't showed up, or EC that talks to you instead of Praxis? Because it was a Praxis shrine that I saw.
Hmm. But that's... I mean, from the gods that were followable in EQ1, I think that's pretty much it then, isn't it?
Okay, EC hasn't shown up.
Well, EC... That's right, EC was followable in EQ1, if I remember correctly.
So.
Okay, so deities will be fucking with us. So yeah, no new deities, but the ones that are currently existing that you can have an altar for and all that will be screwing with us.
Oh, I do know something that you might appreciate, Jethel.
Hmm?
Because of the fact that I've known how many times that you have moved and redecorated places. You are going to be able to have multiple homes in the same character.
Yes. Yep, I saw the post from Domino earlier today that she's been working feverishly on this to make it happen.
It is actually going up on test server within the next couple of weeks, I've been told.
Excellent.
So that is definitely coming.
Great. Now I'm going to be locked away in another house for a week or so decorating.
Well, just think of it this way. Now you can decorate a house and leave it if you have the urge to decorate a new house instead of constantly moving and redecorating.
Excellent. And inter-house teleportation, I believe, is something that they're working on.
That would be nice.
Yes.
So.
I still say what they need to do with the guild halls is make barracks. Make, like, a door you can place wherever and have, like, single rooms. You know, like the old the inns that you start with and got for free, basically.
Well, what I would like is guild halls that actually reflect their city and not just you end up with the Kano style for the good cities and the Freeport style for the evil cities. It's kind of like, aw, can't you just, like, at least reskin the walls or something?
Yeah, I mean, if you got a guild hall in Kelithin, it looks like Kinos.
Well, not if you play with it. Like we have in the Outriders of Kelithin, and I know the Sojourners of Norhath, we both use the Redwood dividers, especially since you can resize them now, and we use them to cover the walls.
Yep. God, I can't remember the name of the guild hall. It wasn't on the Antonia Bale server. I got invited to go look at a guild hall last year sometime, and you zone in and you don't even know where you are anymore. They completely used the the dividers from Kinos and some from Freeport and stuff like that, and made their own castle within the structure of the tier 2 guild hall. And I mean, they put those sky squares, you know, with the floating clouds and stuff, they put them up on the ceiling to make it look like you were outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic, but I wish I could remember which one it was so I can go back and take pictures of it and stuff. It looked fantastic. I mean, they even had, you know, on the castle, they had turrets with cannons that they made out of barrels and stuff like that. It was great.
Nice. That does sound great. I interrupted your notes.
Oh, that's all right. So let's see, what else we got here? Now, we've heard this before in EQ1, so I'm not... This one I'm taking with a grain of salt until it actually happens.
Okay.
Improved graphics engine.
They
were telling us that all throughout EQ1, oh, we're going to come out with a new graphics engine. They never came out with it. It still has the same original graphics engine. Yes, by all means, do it, but I'm not going to believe it till I see it in-game.
Right.
But they are going to be doing behind-the-scenes upgrades to the hardware and stuff like that. I understand they're also going to be revamping the way they make the landscape to make it easier and more realistic-looking.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes. And last but not least, the city of Freeport is going to be going under a huge revamp. I guess they're tired of the tower being down in West Freeport.
And all the rubble.
And all the rubble and stuff. And instead, of just putting the tower back upright again, they're going to completely redo Freeport. And some areas are going to be able, you're going to be able to fly in. And they're going to make, I don't know if they're going to include every one of the suburbs, you know, like Big Bend and Long Shadow and stuff like that, but the city proper, you know, east, west, north, south, is all going to be one zone.
That will be neat. That'll be like back when I played EQOA and you could just go from zone to zone.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it's actually that way in EverQuest 1. They completely redid Freeport, but I know you're wearing an EverQuest 1 player.
No, no. I went from EQOA, which was on the PlayStation, to EQ2.
So when you left EQOA, the population dropped in half.
Oh! It wasn't that bad at that point. Yes, I'm one of those crazy EQA players. Like I said, I followed Xanadai and True Flight, and I was in their guild in EQOA, and then followed them over to EQ2. And we were on the Castle Lightwolf server. I don't know if it's still there, because I know there have been server merges. So I was over there, and I was actually Sky Cougar over there. Yes, I got hooked on Sky names for a while, mm-hmm. and I actually started my character Skyanna is actually a continuation of the character Sky Cougar from EQOA.
Oh, so they revamped Freeport and EverQuest 1, for those of you who played EverQuest 1. They revamped Freeport, the Southern Deserts of Roe. So North and South Row and Oasis are now one zone, like they are in EQ2. And Freeport's all one zone, so you kind of have to know where the hell you're going. And watch out, because the militia has taken over Freeport at this point in EQ1. So you have to be careful where you're walking, because they'll kick your ass even if you're invisible, as I found out the hard way. And the common lands are all one zone. I understood they were supposed to redo Kithakor's Forest, which is the only reason I've really been logging back in to EQ1 to check to see if they've done it. They haven't done it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Some things end up being harder than they originally announced it, so I think they prematurely announced some stuff just because they think they have a handle on it, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's partially to keep the masses happy.
Yeah. And let's see. Other things in my notes here are birthdays. We have 3 birthdays to announce for this week. The first one is our good friend Win-Win over on the Unrest server. She's having a birthday this week. Plikata, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's online right now, so she can tell us. Plikata of the Legion of Kithakor, birthday this Friday. And former producer of EverQuest 2, Brenlo, has a birthday this week. So congratulations to those 3, and here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
So happy birthday to you 3. It's fantastic. Another year older. Another year devoted to EverQuest. Or in Brenlo's case, Rift.
Oh, I already had my birthday, so I get to miss the trolls. Yay.
What? We missed your birthday?
That was a couple weeks ago.
It was?
Yes.
Look at the birthday trolls! Alrighty, and if you happen to see any of Skyanna's alts out there. Make sure to give her lots of spankings. Especially Skyheart.
Gee, thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about as far as the fair or anything like that? Anything you want to bring up?
Oh, I think... yes, kind of. I think that we pretty much covered the basics. If anyone has any questions, like I said, don't hesitate to contact me. Send an in-game mail to Skyanna. That's Skyanna on the Antonio Bale server. We'd like to invite you all to come have a fun time with us. We're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we get a good crowd. www.fadewarfare.com. And if you're interested in being a guest judge for any events, again, send me a mail at Skyanna. We're looking for people that are willing to help us out with that. And we're going to have plenty of goodies for people. I know some of the prizes that we're going to be handing out are the Fadewar Red Shiny sets. We have some of the Thurgood Informer wear that you can let us know what color you want, and it'll be sent to you. The Guildhall tapestries, we also have a number of those that we're going to hand out. So there is loot for you in it if you come and participate.
You know, I have a problem with that Thurgood Informer wear.
You know what that is? What?
The tailor that sold it to me assured me that it was a one of a kind. And now I'm seeing everyone wearing my outfit. Thank you.
Well, the only issue that I have with it, and I still wear it, is it has what I call the inflated boobs effect.
So you want the boobs to be bigger?
No, I don't want the boobs to be bigger.
Oh, it doesn't have the inflated boobs
effect. It has the inflated boobs effect. I'm not very fond of the inflated boobs effect. And you know what I'm talking about when I say the inflated boobs effect?
Oh, yes. But it's certainly not as bad as that robe they had out last year. Yeah, they had a robe out that would make you gain a couple of cup sizes. And we were concerned on the show, actually, about the female characters toppling over.
Yeah, it has that same effect. If you look at it from the side... it has that same effect. It's just harder to see if you're wearing the darker colors. It's very, very obvious with the lighter colors. Yeah. I'm like, do you think we all want to look like barbarian women? I mean, we don't all want to look like that.
The boobs on barbarian women are weapons in themselves.
Yeah, that looks a little ridiculous on a little fae.
Seriously, I think barbarian women should get some kind of innate ability. You know how some of the fighting classes have bash, where you can hit someone with your shield?
Yeah.
Well, I think they should have tit slap. So, slash! Whew. Oh! Hey, do that again.
Nice.
Yeah, Kyenda says that they should at least get extra crushing damage.
You know, there is a thought there. That would come in handy.
Oh.
Get extra crushing damage for that. So, I'm working on the prayer shawl for three of my crafters. If you are a crafter and you have not done that yet, the end part of it is just insane.
Yeah, you were down. There's a time limit, and if you fail, you die.
Yes, if you fail a counter, you die.
Wow.
There is enough time to actually cancel it, but you usually end up running out of time then.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's why.
Pleasant things to think about.
That's why you got to travel with a cleric, with a template. Just res them right there.
Yeah, well, it doesn't do you much good if you're the Templar.
That does cause a problem.
Yes, and since my Templar is my alchemist, my Templar is my alchemist, it didn't do me a lot of good when I was on her. The other thing is, if you're doing the prayer shawl quest, you do have to wait until you do have to get clay from the top of the trade school quests. Unfortunately, the only way to get the clay is to on the day they're offering that trade school quest. So that is something you have to pay attention for. And if you're working on getting up faction for Thurgood, you will want to pay attention to when they're doing the pottery quest in Tapa that you can go harvest the fresh clay for. And you also want to make sure you're doing the Othmir crafting line, because you need to get something from them, and they won't give it to you unless you they're happy with you.
Well, they're just a bunch of jerks. No. Tell me, what is your opinion on the way they've done the quests for Velios? I mean, the Othmir, the quests seem to be geared toward pulling at the heartstrings.
The Othmir are cute. The Othmir are very cute. I have a friend who wanted RP just taking one home. What can I say? I have unusual friends.
Well, you could, actually. I mean, there's a... isn't there a... No, I'm sorry. One of the quest that she puts you on sends her dad back to her. Okay. I thought there was an orphan Othmir that you dealt with.
So, yeah, no. I really like it. I like some of the beginning quests. I like some of the way they've got it laid out. I'd be happier if they gave a little bit more in the way of AA, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. I kind of have to work at that and get a lot of the AA the hard way. I'm actually only up to 285 AAs right now. I need more.
God, what am I up to?
So I'm slacking. I'm sorry, Kayanda. I will get to 300 as soon as possible.
Where can you get your total AAs? Where is that listed?
That will be listed if you hit the L button. Wait. Yes.
Okay,
if you hit the L button.
Oh, 230. Okay. Yeah. I have 230.
Okay, so evidently I'm allowed to... I'm getting cut a little slack because she doesn't have 300 yet either, so... So I'm not supposed to feel bad yet.
All right. Alrighty. Well, I think we're going to finish off with some music here, unless there's something else we need to bring up.
I think I pretty much covered everything else. In all the different taverns. And again, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me on Skyana to visit the Fade Warfare sites, and I hope to see you all there and with a lot of fun.
I will try my best to be there, but you know how Jethel is in Kalathin.
Yeah, he's a little grumpy.
Jethel does not kill him.
A little grumpy.
Oh, well, what can you do? All right, let me see here. It would help if I actually had something loaded up here. There it was. All right, folks, that's it for the Jethel Silverwing Show for this week. Skyanna, thank you so much for coming in.
Anytime. I had a great time.
Everyone, make sure to go to the Faedwyr Fair this weekend. Go to Faedwyr Fair, with an E at the end, .com. To see what's going on, when and where and how and all that good stuff. You're going to have a good time. We'll see you next week, folks. And I hope Elkin feels better. She's been laid up all day. She came home. Dog started barking at the door. I thought someone was trying to get into the house. I get up. She goes walking through the door, feeling all bad and stuff.
Yes, I hope she feels better.
All right, hon. Thank you very much for coming by.
Had a great time. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy and Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.